大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus. Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Susan Iwamoto.
And this is Masaaki Osugi.
Okay, now, you may have noticed that we have a bit of an unusual opening to our show, and it's for a very special reason. This is actually our final episode of our podcast, I'm sad to say.
Well, it's really sad to say, but can't help it.
Exactly, but it's been a wonderful few years. So I thought we might take the opportunity to talk about some of your interesting stories, Osugi-sensei. I mean, last time you were interviewing me.
Yes.
So I think this time might be fun to interview you, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't mind.
Okay. Well, one thing I'm really curious about, you know, I've got to say that you are one of the most well-traveled people that I know.
That's
for sure. You know, you've traveled to so many places, both within Japan and overseas. And
right.
I love hearing about your, you know, travel stories. So something that I've always been curious about is, what is it exactly that appeals to you about international travel in particular?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned, travel stories. I have a lot of trouble stories as well, actually. You know, there are a lot of things that appeal to me when I travel overseas. Number one, meeting different people. And number two, encountering different cultures. And, you know, these two things really keep on appealing to me and to my wife as well. So we just cannot stop traveling overseas. And if I may add one more.
Sure.
Troubles.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you are in hot water at the moment, you don't enjoy it, of course. But later on, when you come back to Japan and, look at all the photos that you've taken and, you know, talk about what happened while you were traveling over coffee or something. The first thing that comes to your mind is trouble. You know, what kind of trouble you went through. And that, after all, is a lot of fun.
Well, exactly. Those often make for the best stories, I think.
Right.
So with that in mind, what kind of troubles have you faced when you've traveled?
Okay. I tell you, number one, when my wife and I were traveling in the UK, we rented a small Japanese convertible. We always wanted to drive in a convertible all over the country, you know. And so anyway, we did, and we had a lot of fun. But one morning, we woke up and found our car lying on the ground with no wheels, no tires, nothing.
You're kidding.
No.
Completely gone.
Completely gone. The body was there. No wheels, no tires.
Oh, my gosh.
So somebody must have stolen them.
Wait, so was the car in a garage or was
it
on the street?
It was in a garage.
It really?
Was in a garage. And we thought it was completely safe with an electric door. You know? But somebody was very clever. Was clever enough to get into the garage and steal my my car's brand new aluminum wheels and new tires.
Oh, that's horrible. It sounds almost like an inside job. You know, maybe they knew someone in your building who let them in or something.
Well, we didn't know.
Wow. So did you go to the police?
Yes. Yes, of course we went to the police, and a couple of policemen came to check, and they said, well, you know, somebody must have stolen them. Of course we know it.
How helpful it. That was.
But anyway, so after all, I mean, now come to think of it, I mean, we laugh at it, so it's a lot of fun. At the time it happened, of course, it was such a nightmare.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking, too. I mean, you were in the UK, and especially talking with the police officers. Certainly, your excellent English came in handy. But I'm wondering, though, you know, you speak English very, very well. I know your wife speaks English very well,
thank
too.
Thank you, but
And I'm sure this has come in handy, as you've traveled to many countries. But I'm wondering, has there been a situation where perhaps, you know, you weren't able to use English or Japanese, you know, where you had to communicate in a different way?
Yeah, well, see, when we went to Germany, we went to Munich, and the first couple of days we drove around, we rented a car and drove around. We went to see a couple of castles. Third day, I think it was, we decided to take a train and go to a nearby city. There was a beautiful city, which is about 1 hour train ride from the city of Munich. When we got to the station of that city, there was no city. What I mean is, there was no city. The station, I mean, you would expect when you were going to a city, you would expect that when you get off the train, the station, right in front of the station, you would expect stores, department stores, maybe some restaurants.
Something.
Cars. Yeah. You know, there was nothing. Fields.
Wow.
And nothing, you know. So we didn't know where the city was, you know, in relation to the station. Which direction? We didn't know. Then there was this, what, kind-looking... We thought he was a very kind-looking man, but this old gentleman came to talk to us. His English was not much, but he tried to communicate. Mm-hmm. And he said, bus, you know, there's a bus. And so we understood there was a bus coming. So we decided to take that bus. He got on the bus, so we followed him and we got on the bus too. During the travel on the bus, we used as much gesture as possible to communicate. He said things like, you know, the city, there's a city. You know?
Good.
Yeah. Well, okay. And he said, come with me. So we decided to follow him.
Right.
So when he got off the bus, we got off the bus. He started walking, so we started walking too. And we followed him all the way, and he took us to the city.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful man. So one of the nicest things that happen while you're traveling is to meet kind hearts.
Exactly. I completely agree. Well, here's hoping that you have many, many more international trips that you can tell me about later.
Okay. All right. Thank you. まあ、そんなわけでですね、私はレンタカーの新品のタイヤと新品のアルミホイールを一晩のうちに盗まれて、翌朝ですね、我が愛車が、まあ、レンタカーとはいえですね、オープンカーの素敵な車、まあ、地べたにこううつ伏せになって、這いつくばってるわけですね。もうこれを見た時の驚きは、そうですね、他に例えようがありませんね。逆にですね、こんなに嬉しかったことはないというのは、まあ、ドイツに行った時にですね、ミュンヘンの郊外のある綺麗な街に行こうということになって、その時は車をやめて電車で行ったんですが、着いた駅がですね、駅着いた普通は、まあ、その街に行こうとしてるわけだから、その街の駅だから、駅の真ん前に、まあ、いろんな店があったり、もしかしたらデパートもあるかもしれないとか、もういろんなことを思ってたんだけど、着いたその駅はもう周りのっぱり何にもないんだね。何なんだこれだと。街はどこだっていう。それで、妻と二人で、街は一体どこなんだろうと。ところが、本当になんか、このエクスキューズミーと言ってもですね、もう誰もなんか首を振ってノーノーとかなんか言って、まあ、ダメなんですね。したらその親切そうな紳士が近づいてきて、ですね、ありったけの英語を使って私たちを助けてくれたわけですね。要するにで、まあ、バスっていうからバスに乗って、とにかくこの人についていこうと、もう他に手がないんだ。それでもうくっついてって、乗ったら乗ると、降りたら降りる、で歩き始めたら歩いてくっついて歩いてくっていうんで、まあそれでそうしたら本当にその方が街に連れてってくれたわけです。まあ感動しましたね。本当にこの人が嫌がらなかったら抱きついてですね、ハッギングでですね、キッシングまでしたかどうかわかんないけど、まあそのくらい感動しましたね。ですからまあ本当に旅行の楽しさっていうのはこういう親切な心に出会うっていうこと。まあこれなんだろうなというふうに思いますよね。ただまあとんでもないことが起こっても、後から見るとこれがね、また すぐに思い出す笑い草なんだね。楽天的って言われそうなんだけど、うん、4つも盗まれちゃってさって、そういう話だから、結局はね、旅ってのはそれが面白いんですね。All right, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay. Both of our phrases are related to goodbyes, actually, since it is our final episode. The first phrase is to kiss something goodbye. Now, of course, to kiss someone goodbye means to actually give someone a kiss when you're saying bye. But to kiss something goodbye means to give up or to lose something. So, for example, you could say, after Jack's big mistake last week, he can kiss his promotion goodbye.
いやー、ちょっと、なんですよね。悲しい例文ですけれども、kiss someone goodbye っていうのはね、よく使いますし、皆さんももちろんご存知だと思いますけれども、kiss something goodbye、ものなんですね。これはまあ、何かに goodbye のキスをするっていうのは、要するにそれを見送るってことなんです。諦める。ね、だからバイバイっていうことになっちゃうんですよね。今の例ですとね、まあなんか失敗をしでかしたんでしょうね。ですからプロモーション、せっかくですね、課長が部長になるのか係長が課長になるのか知りませんけど、それも残念ながら見送らなくちゃダメだとね、諦める、プロモーション、グッドバイと、これだけですね。じゃあもう一度聞きましょうか。
After Jack's big mistake last week, he can kiss his promotion goodbye.
こういうわけですよね。まあ、ということで、今回はフレーゼスもですね、お別れにちなんだフレーゼス。それでは、私たちがこれまでお送りした何百でしょうかね、のフレーゼスの最後を飾るフレーズですね。
Our final phrase is to bid farewell or to say farewell. So to bid farewell means to say goodbye.So, for example, we could say, I can't believe it's time to bid farewell to our listeners.
というわけで、これまでにお送りしたフレーズというのはもう本当に何百とあったと思うんですけれども、本当にこれが最後のフレーズということですね。Say farewell, あるいは bid farewell ですね。ということで、今まさしく今の心境をそのまま例文にしたような、そういう例文でしたですよね。それではもう一度聞いてみましょう。
I can't believe it's time to bid farewell to our listeners.
You know what? I usually say see you next time.
That's true, that's true.
We won't be seeing you next time.
Unfortunately.
So, and since this is a cross-cultural talk,why don't you say goodbye in Japanese and I'll say goodbye in English?
あ、それはとてもいいアイデアだと思います。
Yeah, this is okay.
じゃあせっかくですから、
はい、
この4年間で、まあ、いろいろな異文化トピックを、まあ、お杉先生と楽しくて話ができて、本当に貴重な経験だと思います。まあ、これまで聞いていただいてありがとうございます。
Beautiful Japanese. Listening to you talking about differentcross-cultural topics has certainly been a learning experience for me. And I also would like to take this opportunity to thank all the listeners for their support. It's hard to say goodbye, but I just would like to quote Shakespeare, parting is such sweet sorrow. So take care.
Thank you very much for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー、
スポンサードバイオリンピス。
いつもクロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったんではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。AM、FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。
学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えばもはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なのでキーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはボイストレック .jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたにまた一つ強い味方が増えましたね。